I can see it now when I was a young man in the dancing world. It was a young girl, a pretty young girl, and she had a little figurine of what she called the Holy Mother. And before she took the stage, she would kiss it. The whole thing was just simply brilliant red from her kisses. And she really thought that gave her success. She'd kiss it and smother it with kisses, and on the stage she would go, and that was her little object of her worship. She thought that really was the Holy Mother. I mean, I tell you, without any criticism of the thing, most of these things are made by people who call themselves artists, and they're so far removed from any concept of being an artist. They're monstrous things made by the millions, not by good artists at all. But she had her little one, and sitting on top of the stage, her little dresser, and she would smother it with kisses, and then dashed on the stage, and she danced. I went to a party once. These boys, one was a priest, or he's going to be a priest, and he quit to join the war. The other, they all went into the army. One came out dead. One came out with one foot missing above the knee and an arm. And this one who was the priest, or to be the priest, he came out with something else. Didn't go back into the priesthood. But they all wore their St. Christopher medals when he dived into the pool at their home. And they attributed their recovery, or their so-called coming out of the army, to St. Christopher. That was before St. Christopher was demoted. He's now demoted. The Pope just said there was no such a thing as St. Christopher. But now, before that, they attributed the entire thing to that. One with a foot missing, arm missing, one deaf, and one with TB, and that is St. Christopher. He didn't do a good job. But they actually were completely, I said to my wife, I said, darling, suppose they know what I teach. Suppose they have heard what I teach. Would they have me here? Oh, she is certainly to have you here, because as far as they're concerned, you aren't saved. You couldn't be saved. You are a Protestant. So how could you be saved? They loved my father dearly, said my wife. Loved him more than they loved their own people. But he couldn't be saved because he was a Protestant. Therefore, it doesn't really matter what you do. So don't be concerned if they knew that you're teaching. They wouldn't even pass an opinion because it doesn't matter. Only what they have been taught to believe is true. And that's the only truth. Therefore, enjoy the day. So I did. I enjoyed the day and observed all this nonsense. So I'm telling you, your own wonderful human imagination is God. There is no other God. If you think there's another God, then you've got two gods. And you start with two, you're going to have four. And four is going to give you eight. And eight, 16. And then you have millions of gods. There's only one God, and that God is I Am. That's his name forever and forever and forever. And when you say I Am, you're actually announcing the fact that you are imagining.